This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis's decision to shorten the prison sentence of Tina Peters wasn't his only commutation that raised eyebrows. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Polis reduced the sentence Friday of a man who shot at two Douglas County deputies in 2008. Brandon Kreitcher will be released next month, 35 years earlier than expected. When he was 19, he and a co-conspirator went on a month-long crime spree, stealing cars and robbing homes and stores. When confronted by two deputies, Kreitcher fired shots, injuring one. Polis said that Kreitcher is a model inmate and his sentence was disproportionate. People at the Douglas County Sheriff's Office disagree. Here's Corporal Mike Adams, who was uninjured in the shooting.
It's a slap to our face. It's a slap in the face of every law enforcement officer that puts on this uniform every day.
Polis pardoned 35 people and reduced sentences for 8 others. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Independence Pass will open for the season on Thursday at noon. CPR's Stina Sieg reports on the iconic roadway that links the Aspen and Leadville areas.
At more than 12,000 feet, Independence Pass is one of Colorado's most beloved scenic drives. It also shaves hours off the journey between Pitkin and Lake Counties. The Curlicue section of Highway 82 winds past alpine lakes, hiking trails, and a ghost town. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the warm, mild winter allowed them to complete much-needed repairs to the road. The pass is typically open until late October or early November. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Vice President J.D. Vance will deliver the commencement address at the Air Force Academy next week. Vance will speak to more than 900 cadets who will be commissioned as officers in the Air Force or Space Force. The morning commencement is May 28th at Falcon Stadium in Colorado Springs. It'll include a flyover of the Air Force Thunderbirds at its conclusion. It is now 7:06. This is CPR News.